Everybody loves hot, fresh, and delicious kettle corn. One of Kim's favorites is California Kettle Corn, family owned and operated since the summer of 2007. Every golden kernel of this superior quality popping corn is American grown in the Midwest and hand popped with care in California. You can find this amazing kettle corn being freshly popped at fairs, farmers markets, local events, and at the Newberry Park Shop. Come try a truly unique kettle corn experience with high quality kernels. California Kettle Corn, hand popped and homemade. We love it and know you will too. Book your next event. Call 805-715-1500. That's 805-715-1500.
Rubicon Theater Company presents the howlingly funny comedy Sylvia, about the love triangle between a couple of empty nesters and a mutt that steals their heart. Meet Sylvia. She's a dog, and she's found a new home. Greg brings home a dog, only to find that his wife, Kate, doesn't want anything to do with his new four-legged friend. Hilarity ensues as Greg and Sylvia bond, leaving Kate to feel neglected in her own home and marriage. After exploring every option, Greg must choose between the woman he loves and the sassy, adorably loyal dog that loves him unconditionally. Tickets available at Rubicon Theater Company in Ventura's Downtown Cultural District. Runs Wednesdays through Sundays, April 19th through May 7th. Call 805-667-2900, 667-2900, or go to RubiconTheater.org.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair, and I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair, and she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
Let's get it started in here.
Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's Inspiration Station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Welcome and good morning, everyone. You have tuned in to the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life. And again, I thank you so much for that. And of course, I always like to start my show with something positive and inspirational. And of course, wishing you peace, love, and happiness at Easter and always. We've got Easter weekend happening. And of course, we just had Passover and I cooked up a storm. And then of course, this weekend, I'll be cooking up another storm. What do you guys do, Tom, for Easter?
Full boat. We have nothing but fun, and we do everything. My wife is that way. So we
Easter egg hunt
do it
for
all.
The kids.
Love, and coloring, having fun, and it's a good time for the family.
There you go. I love it. All right. Well, I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us right now that we've got a great couple shows for you. And of course, I do want to remind you that we are here all the way till 8 o'clock. And our first guest, in fact, we're trying to get her on right now, Pam Farrell. And of course, her book is Men Are Like Waffles and Women Are Like Spaghetti. So we're going to talk with her a little bit. And then we're going to talk with our Akira Shanya, and with her book, I always get weird how I say this, Ayurveda. Ayurveda, lifestyle wisdom, and so we are going to talk with her, and then for our next show we're going to come back and we're going to talk with actually a lady that I met in Ecuador. I told all of you that we were gone in Ecuador. We had a month out there. I met the most incredible people, and of course Karen Marie Dion is going to be talking about her book Out of the Orchard and the True Story of Me. So that's going to be on our 7 o'clock show. And then we got Rubicon coming in, and they're going to be talking about their new comedy at Sylvia. And then last, we're going to talk with Eric Sterned, and of course that is from Interface, and they're going to be talking about one of their great events that's happening. So we've got a full show for you. And again, for anybody that's just tuning in with us right now, you're listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Of course, our phone number here is 805-419-0008, 419-0008. And of course, that number is how you can be a part of the show. You can win prizes and just kind of let us know you're listening. So again, if you have a business or an event that's happening, you know, we want to hear from you. Tom, you want to talk about all those great prizes that we have?
Let's start off with one of our favorite restaurants, Lure Fish House. Experience their top-tier seafood. Experience complete. It's all there with fresh local produce. 60 South California Street, Ventura. Rubio's, the original fish taco, is there. Its mission is to serve coastal food that you can feel great about eating with quality ingredients for years. They're located in Ventura. The Rubicon Theater, just talking about Sylvia, its most popular comedy. With the arrival of spring comes the sweet story of a love triangle between empty nesters Greg and Kate and an adorable, completely irresistible mutt who will capture the hearts of audiences. And that run starts on April 19th. That's coming up real fast. Our favorite donuts, always Rolling Pin Donuts, the best in Ventura County in Camarillo. Kentucky Derby Gala, Saturday, May 6th. How many years have you supported the Kentucky Derby Gala?
Yeah.
They
do a great job. That's right.
It's a blast.
Thank you.
And the Camarillo Ranch House, Southern Cuisine and Cocktails. All proceeds benefit local patients and families with end-of-life care. This is another wonderful organization that always comes up with great parties, and we have that at the Camarillo Ranch House. Pretty fun.
All right. In fact, let's take a really quick break, and let's give one of those away right now. Let's start off. Everybody loves lures, so let's start off with lures at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Inside my bones, it goes electric, wavy when I turn it on. All through my city.
As you embark on the process to acquire a home or refinance an existing home, choosing the right mortgage professional to guide you through the process is essential. With over 40 years in the mortgage industry, Michael Blasser can help you achieve the dream of home ownership or greater home affordability. Experience matters in today's ever-increasing complexity of the lending process. Primary Residential Mortgage, a nationally ranked top 10 mortgage banker where the primary focus is you. For more information, call 805-367-3117. That's 805-367-3117, or visit mikeforloans.com, NMLS number 248433.
Ventura Water is dedicated to providing our community with quality water and wastewater services 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. We've been delivering drinking water from local sources since 1923, cleaning wastewater for more than a century, and preventing stormwater pollution for the past two decades. Ventura Water, a trusted life source for generations. For more information about Ventura Water, visit us at www.venturawater.net or call 805-667-6500. That's 805-667-6500. Ventura County's Mortgage Couch strives to identify the best wholesale lender for their clients. Their ultimate goal is to help families move into their dream home, fix their home, and refinance their home. Whether you're looking for the best possible terms or a specific lender to accommodate a unique situation, Mortgage Couch has the resources and expertise to meet every need. Apply for your loan today. Please call 805-676-0377. That's 805-676-0377. Or visit their website at www.mortgagecouch.com. If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on The Brighter Side of Life. And of course, that is the Kim Pagano Show. And I want to talk a little bit about traditions. And it's interesting, you know, we all as family have different traditions. And, you know, my mom passed away, and I don't need to like bring that up. But it's interesting how you kind of like different foods or different music take you right back to that place. And so last week I just cooked and cooked and cooked and cooked, and it was all those traditions. And so I'm kind of just take you into your families, and what is it that makes you think about, you know, the different people that have made a difference in your life or the family members that have cooked something? And Tom, what is it like, is there anything that you, you know, what takes you back to your family?
Take back would be the Thanksgiving dinner. That's the one that goes back to everybody getting together. Because I was raised in a small house on a kind of, for the time, a big piece of property. So like a third of an acre. I know some people, I ain't big. I was, but no, for the for a residential house, that was big. But it was a teeny house. It was 1,300 square feet, but on this big property. And we would have like 30, 35 relatives sometimes. And it was a hoot. Because you'd be in there and the tables were in the kids' table and that, everything was up.
Yeah, everything's all lined up into each part of the house. Yes, yeah, that's
the,
how.
The men were over there watching TV. The women were crammed in another talking. The kids were out in the rather large backyard playing. And that was always the thing. So the smell of the turkey, the stuffing, all of that is an immediate throwback to that moment.
And so when Colleen cooks, does that kind of bring you back to that?
It does a little bit. And the funny thing is, I'm not a nostalgic guy, and that drives some people, especially women, crazy because, like, that yearbook
doesn't do anything
shuck it.
For you.
Yeah,
no,
it
who
doesn't.
Cares?
It's not my thing. But there are certain things that were very nice memories where, you know, oh, I remember playing ball back then, doing this and doing the egg hunts and just doing funny things. And those are the ones that strike. But especially, it was the turkey with the stuffing, that combination, the aroma of all that. I remember.
Well, it's interesting because, and I get that because we used to have those big parties even when my kids were little. But now it's like, you know, things change, life changes, right? And so do you guys do that in your house, have these huge?
No.
I know.
Not at all. But we do go out and we do visit, but there's not the gigantic gathering because I did have the sweet spot where everybody started having kids a little bit. So we would have over, I remember one time it was a Thanksgiving and we didn't know one set of cousins was coming, and that added six people. And my mom said, go find a store that's open and get. And I went out and I got like one of those honey baked hams
that are
and
ready
it was just,
made.
Boom,
boom,
just throw
done.
It down
yeah,
on the table. We're go. Here. And but it's those funny ad libbing things.
I think
but
that's
we
what
would.
People think when we come four kids, right? I mean, we're not like.
You're loaded.
We have a lot. So I always bring a lot of food with us, you know?
And that's the funny thing about all that. But with us, it's very, very family and we go through all the traditions. But the kids, just one, kids love to get stuff. Mm-hmm. And doing the egg hunts and the coloring and that, it's just funny, no matter what, because it's an experience. You make dopey-looking eggs, and you just have fun doing it. And I'll tell you, the other thing that I love about Easter is when you go through the whole process, when you're done coloring the eggs,
I got food for a few days.
Yeah, and all the deviled eggs and all
except
the fun
that comes out
except
for you don't want to leave any out there that you forgot about, right?
There can be a problem.
That could be
if you
huge
do the egg hunt, what does everybody have to know? Use the plastic eggs.
There you go.
Because even you'll forget where you put one.
And, you know, it's funny because everybody always thinks that it's just for the little kids. But, no, you can actually put some good stuff in there. Like,
lots
you
of
know,
fun.
A couple dollars in there or a couple, you know, tickets to movie theaters or.
A semi-evil friend of mine had the larger Easter eggs.
Yeah.
And you know what they put in them?
Tell me.
The airline alcohol bottles.
Oh, what a great
and they had
idea.
These egg hunts, and they were just, and they that's had a, them all over the place. And that is a little more fun if you're going to have a
festive,
fun egg hunt
yes.
with your friends.
There you go.
Who
See,
are
it's not all for babies and kids,
fun.
Right? So,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
Lots of fun.
There you go. We're actually going to go down to my mother-in-law's down in Long Beach, Lakewood. But I know that there's all these Easter egg hunts all over the place and so much fun. And I know that this, again, is kind of a time where family, maybe you don't have a lot of family, but get out of the house and do something, because there's a lot of public places that you can go for an Easter brunch. Love Easter brunches, mm-hmm. you know. So again, just get out there. And of course, I love the honey baked ham. That's like the best spiral honey. I mean, it just says it right there.
Yeah, it's like dessert and dinner all at once. It is one of the best things. So I agree. Don't think, oh, there's nothing. You can find something that you will have enjoyment, and there's people out there wearing their fun hats and
yeah, all
just having fun.
Easter hats. Mm-hmm. Do you have an Easter hat, Tom?
I do not.
Okay, good.
My wife does. I think my wife and maybe my daughter will end up with one because
does
that's
Colleen
how they
wear
are.
An Easter hat?
She does anything that's still like goofy, silly, fun, and kind of girly.
I love
yeah,
that.
She will be that person.
Okay, I love it. All right. Well, we are going to take a really quick break. And if you've just tuned in for the Kim Pagano Show, one, I want to do a shout out to my winners that were over at the California Wine and Jazz Festival at Four Seasons. It was great to see all of you out there. And oh my God, it was such a great event. We've got so many great events that are happening again. And of course, I'd love to share them with you. Today, we're going to talk with the people from Rubicon. And of course, Sylvia is one of the popular comedies that are coming up. And it's actually a really cute story. It's about a couple and it's funny because we have three dogs. My husband's like, do the dogs have to come in? Do they have to, you know, it's like, wait a minute, you know, so we all have like our different thoughts about our animals, but this is going to, I think it's between an empty nester, Greg and Katie, and their adorable little mutt. So we're going to talk about that, but I'd love to give away a pair of tickets for that. So call us right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Rubicon Theater Company presents the howlingly funny comedy Sylvia, about the love triangle between a couple of empty nesters and a mutt that steals their heart. Meet Sylvia. She's a dog, and she's found a new home. Greg brings home a dog, only to find that his wife, Kate, doesn't want anything to do with his new four-legged friend. Hilarity ensues as Greg and Sylvia bond, leaving Kate to feel neglected in her own home and marriage. After exploring every option, Greg must choose between the woman he loves and the sassy, adorably loyal dog that loves him unconditionally. Tickets available at Rubicon Theater Company in Ventura's Downtown Cultural District. Runs Wednesdays through Sundays, April 19th through May 7th. Call 805-667-2900, 667-2900, or go to RubiconTheater.org.
Everybody loves hot, fresh, and delicious kettle corn. One of Kim's favorites is California Kettle Corn, family owned and operated since the summer of 2007. Every golden kernel of this superior quality popping corn is American grown in the Midwest and hand popped with care in California. You can find this amazing kettle corn being freshly popped at fairs, farmers markets, local events, and at the Newberry Park Shop. Come try a truly unique kettle corn experience with high quality kernels. California Kettle Corn, hand-popped and homemade. We love it and know you will too. Book your next event. Call 805-715-1500. That's 805-715-1500.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses, or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back to the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life. And I guess we'll have to get Pam back here another day and another way. But we are going to move on to another beautiful book. And, of course, it's Akara Shanya. And her book is Ayurveda. I always get that name wrong. And it's a lifestyle of wisdom. And Akara Shanya, are you there?
I am.
How
what
are
you?
How do I pronounce your name? Am I saying it right?
My name is Shunya.
Okay.
And my title is Acharya, which means a master teacher. But please call me Shunya.
Shunya. Okay, great. Welcome to the Kim Pagano Show.
Thank you.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit about yourself and your beautiful book. And is this your first book?
It is my first book.
Okay, great. Well, congratulations. And now this looks like a way of life, right?
Indeed, Kim, Ayurveda, which literally means the wisdom of life, is a perennial teaching that comes from ancient India, but evidently the entire world needs to listen to this wisdom and bring it into our lives. Our modern lives, and that's why Ayurveda is a sister science of yoga, and it's getting very popular worldwide, and that is why I'm the president of a California-wide association of Ayurvedic medicine, and I have a school of Ayurveda in California, and there are dozens of schools all over our country and then worldwide, and the reason for that is that Ayurveda teaches us how to live our day-to-day life in alignment with nature and not, you know, in opposition to her teachings, to what she wants from us.
How beautiful is that?
Yeah.
Now, when you say to nature, because in a sense we're all animals, correct? And just, I mean, we kind of go against the grain, a lot of us, right?
Exactly. Very true.
And so if we were more in balance and eating towards the, you know, for our family, for our bodies, for our mind and our soul, would we be more in balance?
Indeed. You know, we are all, we have, you know, two natures, our animal nature and our spirit nature. And Ayurveda wanted us to remember both of it. It wanted to remember our organic nature that is part and parcel of this fabric of, you know, this universal laws of cosmic principles, so to say, of light and dark and change of seasons and the biochronological rhythms that are born came from the fact that our planet Earth is orbiting on her axis. And this is not just a fun event or something we forget about. It's impacting our psyche and our physiology moment to moment. Similarly, when the Earth orbits around the sun, it creates four seasons. And all animals and all plants and trees in nature adapt to these seasons, you know, when to drop the leaves, when to grow new buds, when to suck in more water, when to protect themselves. But we're kind of beginning to live by rules that we've made up. And, you know, maybe a season changes the time to get a new wardrobe, but not necessarily to look into what is seasonal, what to eat, what not to eat. Is it a good time to exercise more or less? We've kind of developed our own rules based on our convenience, culture, habit, or story. And that's not always, it works, but not all the time.
Yeah, it's kind of a hit or miss, right?
Yeah, it's hit and miss.
But how, okay, so, I mean, in your book, you talk about a complete prescription to optimize your health and prevent disease and with vitality and joy. So what would be the highest of, of the first one to start with?
And so that is the good news, that this is not just an idealistic or emotional return to nature. What does it mean to return to nature? Should we just start worshiping nature? What should we do? So this is where ancient beings called seers or sages or the wise men and women who lived thousands of years ago in India, they created a complete prescription of living from what time to wake up, what to eat, what which season, what should we be doing. And so it's a detailed 24-hour lifestyle prescription and a, you know, multiple season prescription so that we can, you know, cherry pick. We don't have to do a PhD in Ayurveda to benefit from it, but we can look and see if they're in alignment with these teachings. And these teachings have been around for 5,000 years. They've not had to undergo any change. And my book is full of case studies where people have, you know, recovered from even grim diagnoses like multiple sclerosis or depression or, you know, chronic, you know, weight gain and other conditions, ulcerative colitis, simply by realigning their lifestyle to this wisdom. So there is something to say about it. And it's worth pausing and looking into it, even though it's from a far-off country or it has a, you know, it has a name that you cannot pronounce. But, you know, you as in none of us can. But the point is that sometimes things may be in a different language, but the wisdom is so universal that it can help us. It can guide us.
Wow. And so I know you talk about waking up early before the sunshine. Obviously, that's where my show is all about. People are like, wow, how come you do such a great early show? And a great show, of course, right? But we talk about, you know, waking up on the brighter side of life and starting your day in a positive way. How do you do, you jumpstart your whole mental and physical, emotional health?
I jumpstart it just like all the other creatures and plants do. You know, the sun is like this free battery of life and vitality.
Oh, I like that, a free battery, yeah.
Right there, it's free medicine. And, you know, all of us are actually, if there was no sun, you and I wouldn't be talking. There wouldn't even be a discussion of should we wake up early or not. It's like our life source, bottom line. This goes beyond religion and spirituality. It's pure biology and physics here that I'm talking. And, you know, and we are all actually, if you look at human babies, when each one of us was a baby, we were waking up bright and early, and we were going to bed early. So this was not something we had read in a book. This is how we were wired, hardwired. And that's why people, I meet people with, you know, years of insomnia or anxiety, stress, or, you know, a cascade of symptoms.
Okay, that's like half the world right there, right?
Half the world right there, exactly.
So what would you prescribe to them?
I would prescribe to them to try to go to bed by 10 p.m.
Okay.
on the days, and then automatically they would start waking up early. That's one thing.
Okay.
And then if they cannot fall asleep, they just jump into my sleep chapter, and they do those two, three simple things that I've taught, such as, you know, heating warm sesame oil and applying a few drops on the soles of their feet, you know, heating cow milk or almond milk, and adding nutmeg and saffron and cardamom.
Ooh, I love that. Okay.
That makes you sleep like a baby. And a couple of nights of sleeping by 10 p.m., you will automatically wake up. And you will automatically not only wake up, you shall awaken to your truth, to your health.
Ooh, Shanya,
so
I love that. I do want to remind anybody that is just joining us, waking up, starting your day in a positive way here on the Kim Pagano Show. We're talking with Shanya. Is that how it's Shunya? Shunya?
That's right.
Good. And, of course, we're talking about Ayurveda. Ayurveda. Oh, God.
Ayurveda, yeah.
Ayurveda. And it's a lifestyle. It's actually a whole wisdom of, you know, it's really kind of getting down to the basics. Isn't it?
It is, isn't it? It's like common sense almost. But the reason we have to get back to the basics is because we humans forgot. The fish does not forget. It's a fish.
You know, I mean, I think it's because we are so, I just saw this about, you know, all of our phones and all of our interactions are beeping us and taking over our brain cells because we can't concentrate anymore. We forget and we're trying to keep up with the 24/7 and sometimes we just need to shut off.
I think we're really smart animals and we have a lot of choice. And sometimes we'll have to choose our way back to remembering and honoring that part of us that has not been created, as you're mentioning, by our technology and by a virtual reality.
Yeah,
we can go as far as we want, or we can, you know, I'm a woman of the modern world. I have my you know, smartphones, and I have my laptops, and I have my social media, but I play with that stuff. I don't get played into.
Ooh, I like how you said that. I like that. Yeah. Now, you talk about drinking cold water can damage your constitution. What do you mean by that?
Well, I definitely would recommend not drinking chilled ice-cold water because that's a shock to our digestive system. Mm. And Ayurveda has poetically described how the net processes of chemical and thermal conversion in our body as Agni, it's a Sanskrit word which literally means a flame. And if you're going to drown your flame with, you know, chunks of ice and cold water, there won't be much thermal potency left ready to digest that food. And then that food can potentially become toxins or, you know, even deposit it in our body and, you know, you feel malaise and tired and achy and painful. So Ayurveda says that when you're eating food and if you're already leading a sedentary life or you've already become middle-aged or you already, none of us, unless we're athletes, are really, you know, exercising to the level we should be exercising. So why not help your inner stove or your inner Agni or your inner fire by borrowing fire from the heat or the electric kettle, right? It's simple physics. Wow. You know, like will increase like. So why not take more hot or warm water and warm drinks and warm cooked foods because that has, you know, fire in it, and fire is going to help you digest better. So we have countless people through our school and our clinics in California who have who've lost hundreds and collectively thousands of pounds of weight simply by changing the quality of the water instead of cold or ice cold to hot water. Now, there are some seasons, such as summer or fall, when it's warm out there and we actually want cool water.
So there is times that it is good to drink cold water.
At that time it is, exactly.
Oh, so you have to just be in season with your body.
In your body. And even in the cold water, Kim, it's an important point. Instead of refrigerating water, why not put it in a pitcher and expose it to moonlight?
Mm.
And then drink that water and see what a difference it makes. It quenches your thirst all the way to your soul.
I love it. Shunyo, would you stay with us? We need to take a really quick break, but when we come back, I'd love to talk about some of your massaging oils before baths.
I'd love to.
Okay, great. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life, and of course, we're talking with Shunyo right now. We're going to take a really quick break. Stay with us, and we'll be right back.
Well, it's a marvelous night for a moon dance with the stars up above in your eyes.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair, and I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair, and she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
Ventura Water is dedicated to providing our community with quality water and wastewater services 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. We've been delivering drinking water from local sources since 1923, cleaning wastewater for more than a century, and preventing stormwater pollution for the past two decades. Ventura Water, a trusted life source for generations. For more information about Ventura Water, visit us at www.venturawater.net or call 805-667-6500. That's 805-667-6500.
Everybody loves hot, fresh, and delicious kettle corn. One of Kim's favorites is California Kettle Corn, family owned and operated since the summer of 2007. Every golden kernel of this superior quality popping corn is American grown in the Midwest and hand popped with care in California. You can find this amazing kettle corn being freshly popped at fairs, farmers markets, local events, and at the Newberry Park Shop. Come try a truly unique kettle corn experience with high quality kernels. California Kettle Corn, hand popped and homemade. We love it and know you will too. Book your next event. Call 805-715-1500. That's 805-715-1500.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us. I do want to remind you to stay with us all the way through to the second hour. We've got some amazing guests that are going to be joining us. And, of course, we're talking with Shunya right now. And we're talking about Ayurveda, lifestyle, and wisdom. And before the break, we talked about really talking about these massaging oils before bath. I just love massages. And so tell us a little bit about that.
So Ayurvedic massage, known as Abhyanga, which literally means that which makes you shine, is, several thousand-year-old self-care, self-love, self-soothing, self-healing ritual. And it's recommended that indeed, it's great if we can find, professional massage therapists to take care of our bodies, aches and pains and stresses. And, and on top of that, can we afford it? But along with that, they say go for it. But at the same time, why not adapt this very special practice of massaging every day just for a few minutes, not with heavy-duty strokes, but gentle, self-loving, self-caressing strokes. Warmed oil, and this oil could be sesame, which is anti-inflammatory as well as, anti-aging, or it could be mixed with some castor oil, which actually heavy-duty reduces aches and pains, or it can be mixed with coconut oil, and that would especially then take care of any blemishes or redness or itchiness. So overall, these oils are just wonderful, and just warm them to a nice temperature, and like we would, massage a baby. We should close our eyes and massage ourselves thinking that we are babies. We should nurture ourselves that way.
Ooh, I love that. Yeah, yeah. I mean, I've heard that is almost like you need to talk to your body each, like your toes as you're rubbing your toes going, thank you so much for always being able to carry me around my feet. And, kind of just really, treasure what we have, because when we don't have them, it's like a whole nother ballgame, right?
Sometimes, especially in these busy lives, and with all the mental anguish that each one of us carries in a private basis, we live a few feet away from our body, literally. We don't really embody, our physical being as much. And some of us are so busy being spiritual or caring for others or being in service to others that we really forget. And I have to confess that I was one of those people, Kim. I can put others ahead of me. I think.
Oh, hello. Yes. I think most women are, because we take care of everybody else and then we put ourselves.
Everybody else. We're so intuitive. We are sensitive to everybody else's needs. Even if my plants in my backyard look a little disturbed, that, I want to take care of them.
Yep.
But when I massage this oil onto my body, and I close my eyes, I give myself permission to love me and be there for me. And I think it is brilliant that Ayurveda made it a prescription. It's like a daily
thing. A date with yourself. I love that,
I love it.
I love it. Now, you talk about cleaning your teeth with a twig. Talk to us about that.
Oh, my God. In most ancient cultures worldwide, not just in India, it was understood that there were many botanicals that had amazing, amazing effect on, the oral cavity, and they were natural antibiotic, antiseptics, and they prevented cavities. And this was with the Native Americans, too, who knew about the toothache tree. So Ayurveda has, you know, identified many, 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 many trees that actually grow all over the United States. So we can find them or we can order them online. These are known as the teeth cleaning twigs and or chewing sticks. And you literally chew on one end of that, you know, really slim botanical, like a twig. And you, this is a kind of toothbrush that you actually chew. And the saliva is enters all the deep pockets of your gums and teeth and, you know, heals it. And the best part is there is no side effects, zero carcinogens, zero chemicals. And I have also quoted a lot of relevant research published in very important, journals of dentistry and, you know, modern science, which is now showing that these are, if not more efficacious than the modern, brightly packaged, commercially sold, happy-looking toothpaste, which may or may not be such good news.
Right, right.
Oral cavity.
So you actually make your own tooth powder, I'm looking, right?
I gave a 2,000-year-old recipe.
I love that in the book. And, you know, this is interesting. You also talk about, I know this sounds kind of a little gross out there, but tongue scraping. A lot of us don't do that, right?
Right, but the American Dental Association has now released a memo saying that this is one of the best practices that we all need to adopt, you know.
You know what? We were brought up. I mean, I was taught to brush my teeth and my tongue, you know.
Oh, see, that's smart.
Yeah. So I think that is interesting. And we need to change our toothbrushes, though, because if we are sick and then we keep using the same toothbrushes, I just think we're asking for problems, correct?
Absolutely. And once we explore these more natural, the twig, it sounds like, what, are we becoming cavemen and women again? No, you're becoming really smart because this has been recommended by World Health Organization now. I mean, this is like going back to nature and without needing to alter it at all. You just wash it with plain water and it's ready to go.
Mm-hmm. You know? Wow, and I love it. Where's your schools at?
So my school is in Northern California.
Okay.
It's in the Bay Area.
Uh-huh.
And we are like 2 miles away from Berkeley City, where everybody knows that. So, yeah, the school is happening. We've been around for 10 years, Vedika Global. And, you know, we teach Ayurveda and yoga and spirituality around the science. And we teach students all over the world now, Kim, because, once again, thanks to technology, there are some pros and cons, but I can reach students worldwide.
No, I think it has its definite benefits. There's no question.
Definite.
We can, you know, somebody could be at home, and I talk to my family in England, okay? But
yeah.
I'm just saying is, you know, there's so many benefits. We just have to have boundaries. And so many people, don't have boundaries. So I love this. I love what I could sit here and talk to you for a long, long time. And I would love to have you back because this is so interesting. Where do we find out more about you and where do we get your book?
Yeah, you know, the listeners would see my name in your show notes and my name is Acharya Shunya. So you can just go to acharyashunya.com. And, and find me in my classes and the book. Also, the book can be purchased just about everywhere in all the major booksellers, Barnes & Noble, Pharmaca.
This is like an encyclopedia. You did such a great job. There's so much information in here. So, Shunya, I thank you so much for being a part of our show, The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. All right, we actually have Pam on the line, and we're going to just move right back into her. And Pam, are you there?
I am. Hi.
How are you? Are you down here yet? Have you moved?
We are still way out in the country on the Central Coast.
Okay.
But it's looking good for moving to that Oxnard Marina area.
Nice.
We're close.
Okay, very cool. Well, I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us right now that we have Pam Farrell on, and she is the author of a lot of books, but we're going to talk about one today, Men Are Like Waffles and Women Are Like Spaghetti. And so in this crazy world, how can couples figure it out? And who does what and when and not? And how do we do this?
You're right. Yeah, that's what we are asking, because I think the things that people fight the most about in their relationships sometimes comes down to the very small. Like, I'm so angry. I keep having to take out the trash when I thought that you're supposed to be doing it. Sometimes we just don't have those conversations and we just get angry instead of really sitting down and deciding who does what and when.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting. I think that over time, you could either give up on your marriages or you can, you know, realize that maybe you'd rather be happy than right.
Very good. Very good.
Yeah.
And, you know, sometimes giving up our right to be right and just having an honest dialogue really helps. Like, Bill and I, when we started carrying a lot of responsibility as a young married couple, we started having kids, we started being leaders in the community, Bill was a pastor, I was running a nonprofit. It's like time is short, and so you have to maximize your time. And I thought, I don't want to spend my time arguing, especially arguing over, like, who's going to go to the grocery store kind of stuff. And so Bill and I sat down one day, and we, on 3x5 cards, listed off everything that any of us carried as responsibility. The kids, us, each of us, in every area of our life. And we filled up a pack of those 3x5 cards, and then we started marking them. A, priorities, B, priorities, C, priorities, and the C's, we just put a rubber band around them and said, you know what, another day, another time, another season. We're just not going to worry about that right now. So that took some of the stuff off our plate. And then with the A's and the B's, we said, can we delegate these to anything, anyone? Can we have our kids do them as chores? Can we get a volunteer to do these? Can we pay somebody?
Give us an example. You know? What would be an A?
An A priority were things that have to get done, like, you know, the bills and the writing projects and the message you're going to give on Sunday, or the kids' science fair project, staying on top of their homework, the sports that they're involved in. Those are all A's, going to church on Sunday and helping the kids with their different activities. Those are all A's. Our marriage date night, who's going to decide where we're going to go. So that one we traded off week after week, who was going to plan that. So the A's are things that protect your marriage, protect your family, and protect your finances, and protect your future. Those are the A's.
Okay, okay. Yeah. Perfect. And now, is this all in your book?
It is. Men Are Like Waffles, Like Spaghetti. Okay. On the achievement chapter, we look at how men and women perceive achievement and then how to cooperate and bring the best of both together to build a strong marriage and family.
Wow. I like that. And name a couple of your other books, because I just want people to kind of get an idea of who you are.
Sure. We have a 10 Best Decisions series, 10 Best Decisions a leader can make, a couple can make, a parent can make, a graduate can make, a man can make, a woman can make. The next one must be 10 Best Decisions a puppy I can make, a kitty, I don't know. We're kind of wearing out a 10 Best Decisions series, but we have them for everybody. That way, everybody can find one book to make great decisions with.
I love it. I love it. So how does the way a person is wired factor into all of this?
You know, one of the things, because we wrote Men Are Like Waffles, Like Spaghetti, we do talk about, like, how we're wired biologically. And, for example, men process problems with one side of their brain at a time. We women integrate. There's more connections in the two sides of our brain. And so we can toggle tasks or multitask with more ease. Mm. And so if a task is something that is, like, very focused and takes a long time, it's smarter for Bill to be the one that manages that, maybe with the cars, maybe with the finances, the taxes. Thank you. Oh, yay, that he volunteered for the tax part, because it is very good at his skill set. I mean, he's a math major, and he has that compartmentalizing thing. On the woman's side, things that are always changing, like me keeping track of the kids' schedule, had way more positive outcomes than Bill keeping track of there. Yeah.
Then your husband. Okay, I get it. Okay.
Yeah,
isn't that? Well, it's them, funny, because, you know, I said to my husband the other day, I'm like, did you go by the P.O. box? And he's like, oh, man, I should put that on my list, huh? I'm like, Like, you know, it's just interesting, like you're driving by there, you know, and so. Yeah. But we just think of like, okay, how many things can I get done as I'm driving this way? Yeah. I like think of every, and then it's almost like it's probably a problem because I overwhelm myself. Like I'm going towards this direction. What can I get all these, you know? So
that is what women do really great though, that multitasking. That's why we can like do a series of errands and something will hit us while we're like going into a supermarket. Oh, well, I'm here. I have a shower coming up. I probably should go next door and get the gift for that baby shower.
That's exactly like what, exactly. And now it's even like, I kind of write my list because if not, it's like, as you get a little older, I tell you, you know, I'm like not as good as my multitask. So I have to put, and I've always said this on my show, put four things on your list instead of, you know, I have 100, but I'm only going to put four things and then one thing that I've been putting off. Okay. I really got to get this done, you know.
So good.
Then I like go back to my main list, check it off, go back, you know. So I tell you, it's funny, it's hard to keep all those balls up in the air, and especially when you have kids and, you know, grandchildren, and your life kind of becomes complicated, but you have to just really try to keep it simple.
Yes, and sometimes some of these systems do help us keep it simple and keep the arguments down. Like when Bill and I did the ABC with the cards on the A priorities, we basically played like the stock market or a game of pitch, where I'll trade you these three corns for your 2 weeks. I'll take the science fair, I'll take the kids' sports, I'll oversee the homework. You handle the cars and you handle the summer vacation. Give me all those kind of things lined up. And so we would negotiate. So everything got delegated out to either one of us or somebody that we oversaw, whether it's the kids or volunteers or a paid person.
Right.
And by doing that, the person that has the card has the authority in that area. And the other person just applauds and thanks them for doing it. And it's clearly delegated.
Pam, let me ask you a question. Why did you name your book Men Are Like Waffles? How are they like waffles?
Right. Men, the way that they're wired biologically is men compartmentalize. So if you look at the top of a waffle, there are boxes separated by walls. And men put one issue in each one of those waffle box compartments. So when a guy is at work, he's at work. When he's mowing the lawn, he's mowing the lawn. When he's watching TV, he's watching TV. They do one thing and one thing only at a time. And so by nature, they're problem solvers by nature. They like to go into a box, figure out what the problem is, assign a solution, and then move on.
I totally agree. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. There's actually more connections than two sides of our brain. And so we integrate. That's the fancy word for it. And that means that our thoughts go back and forth and back and forth and back and forth across our mind as we're solving problems. And so it's much more like looking at a plate of spaghetti. And if you follow one noodle around that plate, it looks like it touches pretty much every other noodle on the plate. And that's, we women, you know, we travel through life making emotional connections to the people and things that matter most to us. So multitasking is the way we're wired. And we can jump from thing to thing to thing in conversation. We can jump from thing to thing to thing on our to-do list. We can be thinking of the kids. Right now, while you're leading this show, you can be writing your grocery list. And it's okay. You can do all that. It's a gift that women have.
It
and
is.
Biologically.
But don't you think that, I mean, do you think that, and I get, believe me, I'm totally multitasked, just probably like yourself, but there is a time where you just like, you want to just be where you are. Because,
yes.
You know,
yes.
What do you think of that?
It's a choice of our will. It's kind of like when you're on the computer and you have lots of windows open. For a woman, we always have lots of windows open. So it's a choice of our will to shut down many of the windows and focus on just who we're with at the time, what we're doing at the time, and choosing not to think about those other things. And it's hard for us, and it is a sheer act of will to do that. Where guys, that's more natural for them to focus right there. You know, they compartmentalize. They pull themselves with one side of their brain. They do what's right in front of them. It's a work of their will to make that to-do list, look at the boxes that surround the box that they are working on, and making sure, oh, yeah, I need to be taking care of my kids even though I'm working on this. I need to be meeting my wife's need even though I'm working on this. I need to be, like, plugged in and calling check on that friend of mine, you know, while I'm driving from point A to point B, and not just get lost in their one, especially their favorite box, where they just like to park and like to be, because they're successful at.
Right.
So we each have our thing that we're great at, and we each have that Achilles heel that we should watch out for.
So let me ask you a question. And now, of course, we're talking about you and your husband, Bill, and, of course, we're talking with Pam Farrell right now. Is there one of you that is more social than the other?
Yes, definitely. Layered on top of that DNA, that estrogen, that testosterone, waffles and spaghetti thing, then there's your way that you were wired, your personality, your motivation style. And we talk about that as like chapter two. And I am much more social than Bill is. The good way to describe us would be I'm more like a sprinkler. I like having lots of friends, but those relationships are not as deep. Maybe Bill would rather have a fewer number of friends and those relationships very, very deep, more like a soaker hose. Yeah. And so we each, you know, that's the way we are wired. And to know that, that can factor in on who's going to do what too. For example, I always keep track of our social schedule.
Okay.
It would be cumbersome to Bill, but I enjoy it.
Exactly. That would be me. And that would be, I love it. Pam, this has been fun, and I can't wait to get you up here. And again, where do we find you and find your books?
Well, our organization is called LoveWise, the intersection of love and wisdom. And we'd love for people to go there because we can sign it and build a relationship. Since I'm all about relationships, that would be great. We're also on all of the online retailers like Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and those kind of places as well.
Well, Pam, thank you again for being a guest here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. I appreciate
you being here.
We are at the end of our first hour, and of course, I always end my shows with a moment of happiness. May all choices, blessings of the world be showered upon you and fill your life with delight. You've been listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. I'd love to give away some Rolling Pin donuts. If you've never been there, oh my God, they're the best in Ventura County, and of course, are located right here in Camarillo. Call us right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Stay with us. We'll be right back.